You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Sovereign Berserker sent me a very entertaining article that was published on the 17th of February. Pro gamer fired after saying men under 5'7", quote unquote, don't have human rights. Well, let me go ahead and channel my inner Nelson and say, ha ha! Professional Tekken player Tanukana has been booted from Osaka-based esports team Cyclops Athlete Gaming for remarks she made about men's height during a live stream following a recent spate of far more incendiary remarks. I find it very, very interesting that women are allowed to constantly height shame men all over the internet, but yet no one has a problem with it. Yet when any man makes any remark on anything that he doesn't like about a woman or what he won't accept with a woman, all sorts of shame is heaped his way. Gentlemen, hold the line. Whatever standard you have for a woman, be it not dealing with single mothers or being that you won't deal with fat women, you make your standard, you hold to your standard, and do not be shamed into accepting less. That is the big problem with us men. We are too subject to being shamed to conform and accept what we should not accept. Gentlemen, no more. Anyway, Cyclops Athlete Gaming competes in first-person shooters like PUBG, Call of Duty, and Rainbow Six Siege, as well as fighting games like Tekken. She has been featured in the mainstream Japanese press, including this clip from newspaper Kobe Shimbun. She was, as Kotaku's Ian Walker previously wrote, a rising star. In a February 15th stream, Tanukana said, quote unquote, men who are under 170 centimeters, 5'7", don't have human rights. She also added that they should look into getting bone lengthening surgery. According to Healthline, the average height for men in Japan is 170.8 centimeters or 5'7", 5'7", yeah, that's it. As of this writing, Kotaku wasn't able to confirm the content of the entire stream. However, in this clip, Tanukana also said people. Now, what they tried to do is clean this up by saying people. However, she said women with A-cup sized breasts also didn't have human rights. Oh, this woman is definitely a major shit talker. She certainly has seemed to have a record of saying terrible things. Blog My Game News Flash has dug up earlier comments Tanukana made in a live stream in 2020, in which she apparently told someone during a live stream to quote unquote off themselves and that they were the quote unquote trashiest trash of society. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and channel my inner Cat Williams and say, you know what? She shouldn't have been talking shit. The hype remark set off a firestorm online in Japan, with people calling it discriminatory. In a now-deleted tweet, which can be seen here, Tanu Kana wrote, quote unquote, "It was pointed out to my that my stream contained hate speech." She added that this was not her intention and that she poorly expressed her love of taller people. Always a convenient excuse instead of actually standing behind what she said. She did apologize, but it was hardly the kind of formal apology that's become expected in Japan. Yeah, they have something called dogeza, which is basically damn near groveling, but it's also considered the most sincere of form of apology. Excuse me. This made people online even more upset. In Japanese, the word for human rights is jinken, but in gaming parlance, jinken refers to an item or a character that all players need to have. On Twitter, a debate has ensued over whether the slang led to Tanu Kana's remark. However, the slang use of the term human rights isn't widely known in Japan, and numerous mainstream outlets led with Tanu Kana's height comment. When JCast News covered the story on Yahoo News, the popular news site titled its article, quote unquote, "Men under 170 centimeters don't have human rights." Popular pro woman, well, pro gamer woman says, quote unquote, "Sorry for abusive language." Note that the JCast provided a transcript from the stream and only the height comment is mentioned. Japan's most popular game sites like My Game News Flash picked up the story, also leading with her comment on men's height, as with the coverage that followed from mainstream sites like Nikkan Gendai, Tokyo Sports, Daily Sports, Nico Nico, and more. Cyclops also issued an apology, writing, quote unquote, "We've confirmed that on February 15th, Tanu Kana, who is a member of Cyclops Athlete Gaming, made an improper remark on a stream. Regarding this matter, we would like to offer a deep apology to the fans, sponsors, and everyone else who supports us." Yeah, ladies, companies are starting to no longer circle the wagon around you because you're a woman. And Tanu Kana apologized once more with a more formal tweet that addressed fans and the team's sponsor, Red Bull. Quote unquote, "I have deep remorse for this statement, which is unbecoming of a pro sports athlete and a member of society," she wrote. What's more, all this happened against a backdrop in which, quote unquote, a pro gamer has been officially defined in Japan and where there are licenses to game professionally. According to Japan's Esports Union, one of the main points that defines a pro gamer is, quote unquote, self-awareness of being a professional. This stipulation seems to have been added so that esports pros are taken seriously in Japan. Tanu Kana's Cyclops page had a laundry list of sponsors that included Alienware and Red Bull. In the wake of the controversy, all the sponsors were scrubbed from her page. Sponsors don't want controversy, even if things seem to be blown out of proportion. Teams need sponsors. It appears that something or someone had to give. And that's exactly what happened. Cyclops later announced it had terminated Tano Kana's contract. Good. You raggedy heifer. Oh, yes. That is very, very thirst quenching. Oh, anyway, since this article was published, Tano Kana's firing has truly gone nationwide. ANN News, one of the country's biggest news stations, broadcast the incident, reporting that Tano Kana got fired after making a comment about men under 170 centimeters not having human rights. While clearly Tano Kana's height comments were far from the most unpleasant remarks she's made on a stream, they ended up insulting half of the men in a country where the average height is 170.8 centimeters. It has been alleged that she's made far worse comments during this stream, but Kotaku has been unable to verify those remarks as the stream has been deleted. And Japanese news sites only reported on the height remarks. Good, 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 good. I'm glad she got fired instead of someone making a whole bunch of excuses. Oh, well, she was probably going through mental issues, or she was abused as a child, or her father abandoned her. Yeah, right. No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, I bet she is literally crying in her pillow right now. All the money that she could have made as a pro gamer in Japan, she pissed it all away because she couldn't control her fucking mouth. But, here you go. This is another instance of a woman who was far too comfortable, and especially a person who got far too comfortable with being able to talk shit to people online and thinking that nothing was going to happen to them. Man, do I miss the days where if you talk shit to somebody and you talk shit in person, you got the shit slapped out of you. And in my humble opinion, that's what a lot of women truly need. A lot of women really need to understand that there are certain lines you don't cross. Just like the woman on Fresh and Fit who put hands on Tommy Sotomayor and he went right after her ass. When I saw that clip, I stood up and fucking applauded. Hell yeah. I'm going to say this. And if you don't like it, you can go ahead and unsubscribe and never watch me again. I have zero problems when a woman decides to get physical with a man, him knocking her ass out. That right there, in my humble opinion, is one of the biggest problems, especially in Western societies, that has led to a lot of the problems of today. Yeah, you can run off at the mouth all you want, but when you decide to cross that line and get physical with a man, everybody needs to step the fuck back and let them handle it like adults. Mm-hmm. Yep. Even in real time, even in friendly banter with women, I let them know, if you cross a certain point with me and you decide to, you know, put up your dukes and you take a swing at me, I'm going to make sure I'm the last man you ever raise a hand to. And if I have to take the charge, I'm going to take the charge. And you know what? All of my life, that has definitely seemed to be a deterrent. I've never had a woman step to me like she was ready to put hands on me outside of security force training in the Navy. But so far as actual combat, yeah, that's been a great deterrent. But anyway, you women out there, you need to understand the power will eventually go out. And men around the world are starting to get tired of your fuckery. And guess what? Men are now starting to be way more willing to strike back, either via the legal system, or they're willing to change hands with you, or should I say, trade hands with you. And we all know how that works. Women only do this stuff when they're sure there's a crowd of other men around so they can enact the simp wolf whistle. However, hey, it is what it is. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. What's your opinion on how women should be handled when they decide to get out of pocket and put hands on a man or continue to talk shit online? Hey, whatever happens is whatever happens. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.